After being closed for nearly 2 years due to the COVID pandemic, the Brown County Music Center is on track to have its first profitable year. Some residents want to know if those funds will help the community the venue resides in. Clayton Baumgarth reports on how an initial investment of tax dollars is going to give back to Nashville in 2024.
Since being built in 2019, the Brown County Music Center has become a fixture in Nashville. Business owners like Damon Sallow at Holly Pot Stoneware love seeing who comes to play the venue.
In my opinion, the Music Center has been a great thing. I've been to see several shows there. It's a wonderful venue, not a bad seat in the house. They seem to attract a lot of good talent.
Community member Lori Farley says the center keeps the town busy.
Ever since they built the Music Center, we've had lots more business. Like the hotels are full, the restaurants are having lots of business, the stores are having more tourism, people shopping. So I'm really, really pleased with it.
But from the beginning, not everyone in town was on board with the venue. Jonathan Willis is a resident and hobbyist musician from Nashville.
Personally, I was one of them. I hate seeing, you know, more structures go up. I'd like to see the natural beauty of this county, and you know, that was a pretty cool open field and everything.
There were other criticisms as well, the largest of which were about how construction of the venue was funded. Some residents weren't fans of the idea that their tax dollars would fund a private venture. Brown County Music Center Executive Director Christian Webb says the tax dollars they were referring to is an innkeeper tax levied on hotel and Airbnb owners. That tax goes towards funding the Visitors Bureau as well as the town itself.
They used that as a backstop to help get the loan, the $12.5 million loan, to build this. And as an independent venue, we had certain business deals through Ticketmaster that gave us a little bit of a float to start the first few shows.
Outside of the initial tax dollars used to secure a loan, Webb says the county provides no financial backing to the venue.
In fact, it's actually kind of the opposite. We are a 501c4. We are designated that, which was helped get this building built. So by definition of a nonprofit, any operating dollar that we have from $1 to $1 million at the end of a calendar year, we give back to the county.
2023 marks the first year the venue will be able to give money back to the county, as it was closed for 650 days due to the COVID pandemic and wasn't profitable in 2022.
75% of it goes to the Brown County Community Foundation, and 25% goes to the county itself. What they do with it, that is going to be their choice.
Webb wasn't prepared to share exactly how much money those organizations would receive due to the tight margins concert venues run and the unpredictability of how future shows would sell, but he did provide an estimate.
So the money does ebb and flow. I will tell you it is going to be a very nice chunk of change, probably in the six figures, if not a smidge higher.
As for what those dollars get used for, the CEO of the Brown County Community Foundation, Alice Suze Michael, says the funds will be further split for disbursement.
Part of those funds might go into more permanent endowment so that the charitable gifts can live in perpetuity and endure, while some are used for immediate needs within the community.
Some examples she gave of ways they've previously granted out money include providing radios for the volunteer fire department, helping fund the building of the town library, and providing additional funding for projects at the local police department and the Brown County Solid Waste Management District. As for the other 25%, county commissioners will be able to use those funds as needed for whatever projects residents feel are important to them, such as road resurfacing or sewer system improvements. Susan Michael says the splitting of funds in this way go a long way to helping the Nashville community.
Collaborating with an entity like the Brown County Music Center and the individuals involved there, it's an amazing collaborative effort that I would love to see replicated in other areas as well.
The exact dollar amount the organizations will receive will be totaled up and doled out after December 31st, when the venue's fiscal year comes to a close. For WFIU, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.